أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. We're doing سورة والعصر, then that is عصر means time, and time in this aspect is very very valuable. And man should not waste his time, but he should use his time very profitably. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says generally, when man does not use his time, then generally man is in a great loss. And this great loss is this dunya also. He does not get anything from this dunya. And the greater loss is the akhirat. If he has to go without iman, then that is the greatest loss a person can ever suffer. So man has to use his time, utilize it properly in order to prepare for the life of the akhirat. And it is for that reason that Allah has put us here, not only to prepare for this dunya. This is a minor thing, and in fact it is narrated, a person who makes the object of his life the akhirat, Allah makes his dunya for him. And a person who makes this dunya his object, then Allah's help is not with him, and his dunya also is not made, akhirat also is not made. So we should make akhirat our object of life, and then Allah takes care of all our dunya's matters. And then the Allah Ta'ala now explains four things that will save a person from this loss. This great loss which man can suffer, Allah says there are four things that we have to do, and they all go in order. The first is the most important, then the second, then the third, and then the fourth that goes with it. So the most important, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَغَرْ جُولُوا كَيْ يَقِينْ لَعِي. Those people who have brought iman and believe in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is the first and basic thing in order to save ourselves from that loss. And the iman has got different levels also. One is a person just reads kalima, and that will also help him. If he dies with that, eventually that is definitely also going to help him. But the more he makes effort and he gets the reality of iman and the yaqeen of that iman or yaqeen, then in this very world, without even dunya being on his side, Allah will give him great ease and comfort. Like we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they had made great effort and great sacrifices for this iman. Eventually Allah threw the world at their feet. The two great powers of that time, the Roman and Persian empires, they fell at their feet. The king's crown and all their treasures came and fell at their feet. The princesses became the slave woman. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala had given when iman was made. And today, unfortunately, we don't even think of making our iman. We will think of cleaning the garage, we will think of making the garden beautiful, but to make our iman properly, that we won't even think about. And that is the first and foremost thing, that we have to work on this iman. And the levels of iman, the first we read kalima, and then we understand what the kalima demands from us. That la ilaha, that everything besides Allah Ta'ala, everything else must go out of the heart, and in the heart must be only illallah. We have to realize that. Like that, to say it in words is very easy. But the minute a person is confronted with some police, etc., then we find that he changes completely. Then our iman is tested at that time. A police officer, traffic officer stops us. Like that we can talk very big. But when he wants to give us a fine, then we see, then our iman will be tested at that time. Many other things, when we have to do something, we will speak of being very honest and upright. But when we have to do some things and it comes upon us, then we see how we waver and we can't stick on the truth. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were completely different, and all the awliya, they stood firm on the deen. So that is the first and foremost thing that a person has to work for, is this iman. that he has to get this reality of Iman to save himself of the total loss. In this dunya also, how much of Iman a person has got, so much he will become successful. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they had practically absolutely nothing of this dunya. But this Iman gave them that great power and strength that they crossed waters with their horses, and the hoofs of the horses did not even get wet. They such great karamat Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with. All this is on the basis of Iman. So the first thing Allah says, that a person to save himself from this great loss of dunya also and akhirat also, is that he has to work on his Iman. And the Iman that we have, no matter how weak it may be, no matter how strong it can be, but we have to be very careful and work on it, because the criteria is not just having it, but that we go with it. That at the time of maut, that Iman must be with us. As in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, "Man ja'a bil hasana." A person who comes with a good deed, not a person man amil al hasana or man fa'al al hasana, not a person who did a good deed, but after doing the good deed, that we have to go with it also. So Iman, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us, we have got that Iman, but this continuous concern must be that I die with this Iman. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam's most famous dua continuously, as he used to get up, sit, etc. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, he should make this dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deeni. That Allah's Rasul, who's guaranteed 100% that he's going to Jannah, but he should make dua, Ya Allah, keep me firm on my deen. And we hardly perhaps make this dua. And we are so much more in need of it, that we remain firm on Iman, and especially at the time of death, even in this world, whenever anything goes against us, are we strong on our Iman or not? And then at the time of maut, when Shaitan makes his utmost effort to rob a person from his Iman, he will come in the form of one's father, in the form of one's mother, and he will tell us that this religion you're following is not right. Some other religion, Christianity, Hinduism, na'uzubillah, Allah protect us all, that this is the right religion. And he gets very happy when a person loses his Iman at the time of maut. And if a person goes with that Iman, Shaitan becomes very, very unhappy. So the first thing that to come out of that loss, which Allah has explained, is this Iman, which is an effort of its own, an objective of its own, and we have to see how much are we concerned about our Iman. In the deen, we have come for Fajr on this cold, rainy little morning. It's a public holiday. We have made effort. We have to make this effort, but what effort of Iman are we making? Namaz, we still make effort, we keep rozas also, we will give our zakat also, but on Iman, what effort are we making? That is the first and foremost effort, that we have to strengthen our Iman. There is no doubt that all these amal strengthen Iman, but Iman itself, we have to think that what is my the academic part of Iman, what things I have to believe on, then my yaqeen on those things, yaqeen on the life in the qabr, yaqeen on the farishtas, the unseen system of Allah which is working all the time, to have that conviction on that. Our conviction is on material things, that I'll go to the shop, I'll pay so much, I'll buy my liter of milk, I'll buy my loaf of bread, but reality is, it's only by Allah Ta'ala. That only if Allah Ta'ala wills it, will it happen. So that on that, how much is our yaqeen? May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and with the concern of it, and the effort of it also. We are all desperately in need, and we are in need of it till we go from this world with that Iman. May Allah bless us all with that Iman. Thank you.